There's a very, very choshev kliyokar in this week's parsha. The kliyokar explains why did they eat the menachis as matzahs? Why do they have to eat it as matzah as opposed to eating it chametz steak? There's an issa that Teres says in this week's parsha that Aaron and Ubanov, it's really did in every mincha, but they had to eat it like matzah, they're not allowed to eat it like chametz. Zogta Kliyakar, it's really a famous concept, but the Kliyakar brings it out very beautifully. He says that the main thing that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from a person is to be like matzah. What's like matzah? Chum, the difference between chametz and matzah is, chametz you leave, it gets all puffed up, it gets very chashiv, it represents the concept of gaiva. The concept of gaiva is the source for many averis come from a person having gaiva. Now, a person, the main gaiva, it's interesting, the Chavis Lava says, that the main gaiva is not to your friend. That's fake gaiva. I mean, it's a little bit gaiva, but most bali gaiva are fake bali gaiva, and it comes from an insecurity. It's not really because you really think you're more chashiv than your friend, it's just because you're insecure. So it makes you feel better when you feel in your heart that you're more chashiv than him. So real gaiva is not from you to your friend. Real gaiva, like the Chavis Lava, is from us to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that we're now willing to be machnia ourselves and say that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam controls every area of our life. That's gaiva, zek the chayvus of others, and that's where it comes from. That you look at other people and you feel better or worse or whatever from other people. It becomes a whole societal pressure because a person has a gaiva and an anava issue. The gaiva issue doesn't start with your friend; it starts with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that's what's going on over here. The reason why a person, a kohen, has to eat matzah is because matzah, the time they ate matzah was when they ate the menachas. Now make it into chametz, you have to make it into matzah. Because matzah, chametz represents chashiv, chashivas. I also have a say in this world. I could also do things. I could also move things. That is gaiva. The hanhaga that a yid is supposed to have is matzah. Matzah is a hanhaga that a person is machnia himself in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, like a matzah makes himself very thin, and he lets the Rebbeinu Shel Olam run the world. You have betachan and you daven, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should save you, but you realize that it's not you that's moving the pieces, it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that is the message of today's society. What's going on today is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is giving us an opportunity. L'kavod zman chagamatzis, l'kavod zman of getting rid of the chametz. The Eibush is giving us an opportunity to be like matzah, to be machnia ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and to bow our heads and say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you control the world. You control the stock market. You control the health. You control everything. We just do our ishtadlis, and we should to protect ourselves, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is ultimately in control. And someone told me yesterday that the Prime Minister of Italy, the Heiligen Prime Minister, was mamish crying, and he said, we're stuck. We have no choice. We could only be seimich on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If a guy can realize that, Rabbi Isai, we have to hear that. And we have to hear that ourselves. Why do we think that we can control things? It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam helps us make Pesach. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam keeps us healthy. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us our parnasa. Nothing changed with the coronavirus. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam can still do it. Nothing happened. And that is the tachlis of a person. A person should make himself like matzah. And that is the reason why Klal Yisrael had the geula, because they're machnia themselves to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We should taka bizoicha to utilize this tremendous man. Zman Chayruseinu, the Zman of the preparations of Pesach, to make ourselves with the attitude of Matzah, to be machnia ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and realize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam controls every area of our life, and in that Schus, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Be'ezah Hashem, bring us the Gula Shleima, B'mheyo V'yameinu, Amen.